Okay, so let's all pretend that you're at the brunch buffet and you're going back for seconds. What specifically are you going back for seconds of? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. I found, you know, one of those surveys on Zippia.com where they...
Oh, yeah, you're a big fan of that Zippia.
I mean, you know, they do great work. They make good toast. Each state's favorite Mother's Day brunch food. And
oh,
God,
I really need to be a mom because I need some brunch in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day brunch, the tradition of Mother's Day brunch, a long-held tradition in the world. I do want to just congratulate Minnesota because for once y'all got it right.
Oh, good.
Bacon.
Oh, duh.
Thank you.
I was
going
to say, what else do you go back for? Eggs? No. You would.
Maybe. I was
but bacon is
mildly offended by that.
Bacon, sausage, all the meats usually.
651.
Unless it's like ham, I'm not going back for
ham.
Oh,
no. Ham, okay, I have an opinion about that, which I will share with you when I say 612. Nope. 651. 641.
She's giving out her phone 1071.
Number. 1071. I might have been about to. 651-641-1071. That's the number to call to tell us what are you going back for? To the buffet to get your seconds of ham to me is
ham.
Not
I'm making some ham sandwiches.
Ham.
That ham smells good.
Ham.
That ham smells good.
Ham. 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 Ham.
That's a good sandwich.
Ham.
Extra cheese.
Ham. Ham. Ham.
I don't love ham. So that's my hot take on ham.
I'm hambivalent because I do enjoy a nice piece of ham, but I have to be in a ham mood.
Can I just say, the more you say ham, the weirder the word
right?
sounds.
Ham.
Ham.
I'll make you some ham sandwiches.
Holly, do we have any callers?
No.
Fine.
Can I ask, though, what other than bacon would you go back for?
Oh, so many things.
Okay.
So, first of all,
cheesy
I would...
Easy potatoes.
Fresh fruit?
I would...
Oh, no.
What?
God,
what?
Don't
what?
Ruin it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to go back for some fruit.
Okay.
Let's you just go pretend... once for fruit. You don't go twice for fruit.
You don't... Do you go for fruit?
Well, you do that thing at the end where you're like, I'm just going to have a little piece of fruit. And then you go off and have, you know, like the
French
six
toast.
Pieces of cake.
So my thing is, like, I want a brunchy thing that feels desserty when I'm having plate number two, right? So the first plate is all about...
Let's not talk about plate number two.
The first plate is all about the savory, right? It's going to be the eggs. It's going to be the bacon. Definitely going to be the biscuits and gravy. If that's not on the buffet, why did I show up in the first place? Okay.
See, I would say the first plate would actually be a nice light beginning wherein you could start with some fresh fruit to sort of whet the palate.
I don't want to take up space with that.
Okay. But you probably also are not the kind of person like I am that I will always start a buffet with a salad.
I love a salad.
Yeah.
I would start a buffet with a salad. Okay. It won't be a requirement, though. It might be alongside.
I hear a lot of people come at me when I say salad because they think that's a waste of space. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I like a salad, so I'm good with it. I'm not. I don't want to waste space with fruit.
Okay.
That's just me, though. You know, listen, do whatever you want to do. Yeah. But when I go back, that's when I start with the sweeter breakfast experiences. So, like, my second pass is going to be, like. If they've got a cream cheese blintz, thank you. I'm here for that.
But
maybe the pancakes.
Because I'm
toast.
Not doing that until the end. Like I'm gonna be second and thirding my savories until I'm sufficiently full.
Okay,
and
then you'll go for the sweets.
I will move on to the sweets.
Well,
because I don't like my savories and sweets to mix.
So I think here's the bigger question: how many passes are you taking of a buffet?
It depends, but at least three.
Okay, so I usually am a two. Holly, who do we have on the line?
We have Jason.
Hello, Jason. Jason, you're at a buffet. You're going back for seconds. What are you getting on your plate?
Cinnamon rolls and donuts.
Yeah, that's a good,
right?
That's a good gamble.
Because you got to eat the sweets last, right?
Who doesn't like donuts and, I don't know.
Yeah, nope. I mean,
I'm with you. Now, let me
Except
ask you
Holly,
this, Jason. Have you would you get fruit on your first pass or no?
Fruit for... No, it would be a waste for me because I wouldn't even eat it. So.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. I agree. That's awesome. Going to be my second question now. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have Tare.
Hi, Tare. Tara, when you're at the buffet, what are you going back for seconds for?
Hi, Tara.
Well, I'm at Jack's in Northeast, and I'm going back about 2-3 times for the Swedish meatballs.
Mm, oh, my God.
As strange
like
as that sounds, they are delicious, and they go really well with scrambled eggs at Jack's buffet. Does not consider it dry. They're fluffy and delicious. So I just go for that.
Ooh, that sounds good. Thanks, Tara.
I do want to thank Tara for mentioning a classic brunch experience like Jack's, mm-hmm. wherein you can feel fancy mm-hmm. at breakfast.
It's the best. Can I share a story quick about Jack's?
Yeah.
That used to be our Mother's Day and Easter brunch place when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I feel like I've told you this story. And I always loved, like, the little stream in the back.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like, oh, it's so pretty. I just thought it was, like, a pretty, like, pond with, you know, fish in it. And then I was a grown adult when somebody was like, oh, yeah, I love going to Jack's and you can, like, pick your fish. And they, like, fish it out of the stream and make it. And I was like, what?
I've never done that. That's not my favorite.
I didn't know that those fish were for eating. I didn't know those were eating fish. I thought it was just, like, a
they
nice
were fancy fish.
Little stream of
Show-off fish.
Just for prettiness.
I have only been to Jack's for the branch, but I was real excited when I don't know if they still do this, where they do your matchbooks for you.
Oh.
They personalize the matchbooks.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a special occasion, you know, it'll say, like, happy anniversary or whatever.
I believe they still do that. It is kind of fun.
It's a fancy move. I like it.
I got to put that on my list of, like, places I'm going back to very soon. Because I love a little Jack's. I love a little Jack's brunch. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking of buffets, we have our own little buffet.
Yay! Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, of an item. Every Friday we do this on the Colleen and Bradley show. It's our
cheat day!
After this on My Talk 107.1.